Now, verse 34, we read, and the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed. And that means a witness. That's what it was, a witness to the true altar, and it was not to have sacrifice. For it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God. Now, that sounded very good. Now, this has caused many commentators to place their seal of approval upon it. I have no commentary which condemns that altar. A great many folk, oh, I say a great many, I know a few, in fact, some preachers say, what commentaries do you read? Well, if you think I get my sermons from commentaries, then this, may I say, will be a little different. You won't find this in a commentary. This is an interpretation, and I'm not alone in it, that I'm going to give. Now let's look at this altar that's called Ed, a witness. Now we'll look at Ed, and not just a cursory glance, and just a surface explanation's not satisfactory. In the tabernacle, there was the brazen altar. And the children were told that was the only altar, Deuteronomy 12:27. They were told to destroy all other altars, Exodus 34:13. Now, there was to be one exception. In Deuteronomy 27:4-8, they were to take 12 stones out of Jordan and put them up as a memorial. Now the 2.5 tribes never crossed over, and the Jordan actually divided them, and the altar recognized that. And that altar was prima facie evidence that they were divided. It made way for the division of the nation later on. Now it's east and west, 9.5 tribes versus 2.5 tribes. Later on, it'll be a division north and south, 10 tribes in the north and 2 in the south. Now, that altar that was yonder in the nation Israel speaks of Christ. And this is another altar, that altar in the tabernacle. And that was the place of unity, which was about the person of Christ and the crucifixion of Christ. And friends, I can meet with any man who will exalt Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said, I pray that they might be one, even as we are one. That's an organic unity of those that are brought around Christ. And the altar speaks of the death of Christ, his sacrifice. And friends, they had built a bloodless altar, what, to see to. Now, may I make this statement very clear? Liberalism has divided the church. Now, they have accused the fundamentalists of being schismatic. May I say to you, they have departed from the cross of Christ, the deity of Christ, and they don't like an altar with blood. And they have put up an Ed, if you please. They have put up an altar, as these did, where no sacrifice was to be offered. And they have a bloodless Christ today that they talk about. And their conduct, I think, of the 2.5 tribes reveals that this was a departure. By their fruits, our Lord says, ye shall know them. Several hundred years went by, and the Lord Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee one day, and he came to the country of the Gadarenes, and they were citizens of Gadara. And who are they? They are the tribe of Gad. They were on the wrong side of Jordan, and there was a demon-possessed man dwelling among tombs, and they had some pigs over there. And he put the demons in the pigs. They were in the pig business. Somebody says, oh, he shouldn't have destroyed the pigs. They shouldn't have been in the pig business, friend. They were on the wrong side of the Jordan. It is liberalism that has divided the church today. They put up a beautiful altar, a bloodless Christ, one that never actually lived, one without deity, one without ability to save humanity. My friend, I ask you the question today, have you crossed over Jordan? Have you crossed over through the death and resurrection of Christ and entered into the rest of redemption which he offers? This is a tremendous chapter, is it not?